This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of PT Talker, the place for business news and ideas just for therapists. I hope you find this edition very interesting. I know I do. We're calling it Iontopatch versus Hybresis. And joining me today is Curtis Carlson, Director of Sales and Marketing for Trevanti Pharma. Welcome, Curtis.
Hello. How are you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Now, you know that you've been around in the Iontophoresis market for how long, Curtis?
The company entered the physical med and rehab marketplace with its product. It officially got 510K approval in 2000 and commercialized the product nationally in early 2001.
Okay, so quite a bit of history, and I think for our listeners, it would be fair to say you guys invented the integrated technology, and that, why don't you tell our listeners just real quick the difference between your product and maybe some of the others that were out at that period of time.
Okay, yeah. In 2001, there was primarily two vendors who produced or manufactured Iontophoresis electrodes. You had Empi, who sold their Depel Blue line, and then you had Iomed, who sold a collection of product. In both cases, those products were wired electrodes, mm-hmm. meaning they required the patient to be tethered, physically tethered in the clinic to a machine that delivered the power so they could do Iontophoresis.
Right.
What we did in 2001 is, you're correct, we launched what was then and still is the first fully integrated ionophoretic product in the world as far as being able to deliver it with a self-contained power source on board.
Right. Now, just to tell us real quickly, why was that important or what was so groundbreaking about that?
Well, iontophoresis, as you know, as a science, has been around for, you know, over 100 years, and it's been commercial for over 30, but it never had left any other field of medicine or otherwise any other industry truly of any size, and that was because of the practicality of having a box-and-wired machine and the safety concerns with a box-and-wire machine, sending patients home with them and things of that nature, really precluded iontophoresis from going into other industries.
Mm-hmm.
But since we've launched in 2001, you have not only the wireless variety of product that's in physical med and rehab today, but there are actually commercially available ionophoretic cosmeceutical products or cosmetic products, which would have never occurred without having an integrated electrode.
But going back to physical therapy, why not just keep using, as you call it, the box and wires?
Well, there's three clinical advantages that you get by using a wired electrode or a wireless electrode as opposed to a wired electrode. The delivery system, the mechanism of delivery is superior in a wired form, wireless form, as well as the safety profile of the wireless products is superior to that of the wired products. And then, of course, you've got cost and convenience advantages mm-hmm. that you will not be able to get with a wired electrode that you will enjoy with a wireless product.
Okay. So now we're in a situation where probably most of our listeners are, do you believe that they're all familiar with the differences between the integrated and the box and wires?
I think they are as more and more time goes on. Originally when we launched the product, the competitors didn't believe the wireless segment would ever take hold. In fact, they were pretty confident that, you know, the clinicians were going to continue to use the box and wires are traditional systems. And as over the years as we've distributed the product, we've gotten the story of the advantages of the wireless product out. And we're seeing more and more people go that way, of course, but also the awareness of it has continued to grow every year.
Okay. And as I told you, the title of this episode is Iontopatch versus Hybresis. We're also going to be doing a part two, for those of you listening, where we will do Hybresis versus Iontopatch, and I'll be interviewing someone from the folks that manufacture the Hybresis. So just real quickly, if you could tell me, first of all, just for clarity purposes, in the Iontopatch or the integrated technology, what is the advantage to the clinician? Why use the integrated versus the box and wires? I know you gave me three reasons, but what would be just be one primary benefit to the therapist and the patient?
Well, the ability to deliver fixed high therapeutic quantities of the drug, regardless of the patient's tolerance or their time, mm-hmm. is one key advantage. I mean, the electrodes come with a fixed 80 milliamp dose quantity of drug to be administered. And unlike the conventional system, where they are predicated on how much drug they get by their tolerance to the current and or the amount of time that they physically have or the amount of time the clinician has for them, we were able to achieve those higher therapeutic dosages. And with that, we also do it under lower current, longer duration, and which is very important because in physical med and rehab, the compounds and drugs that they're administering are intended for localization or local delivery. And with doing it over a longer period of time at a lower current, it prevents vasodilation, which means the drug will stay localized longer and will lead to better outcomes.
Okay, so as the aha moment for the people that listen to PT Talker, you could say that if you're using a lower current versus what, the 4 milliamps that would be used on box and wires?
Well, up to 4.
Up to 4.
If a patient was able to tolerate it that high.
Okay, and the Ionopatch uses in comparison what?
Well, the Ionopatch 80 will use on average about 0.1 milliamps,
okay.
And the Ionopatch Stat will use about 0.35.
Okay, so huge difference. And your point is you don't get that noxious stim into the area, which would increase blood flow, thus removing the medication instead of keeping it there in the old system. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes, exactly right. See, the higher current, shorter duration products inadvertently, one of the side effects or byproducts of that is it changes the temperature of the skin, and your body's, you know, natural regulating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like a thermostat. It detects a change in blood, change in temperature. So what it does is it immediately sends blood there to cool it, and that blood is like a river. I mean, it goes to the location that you've just deposited the compound at or the drug at, and some of that drug is going to get carried away systemically as opposed to staying locally.
Okay, and that's really what I'm going to assume then is the reason that now there are competitors of the companies you mentioned, Iomed and Empi, now manufacture a product that is somewhat similar to the Iontopatch that came out in 2001. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, are you referring specifically to the hybrid
product?
Sure,
yeah. It seems to be an integrated electrode,
yep.
But it has some different marketing twist to it. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, the Hybris did one thing very positive for us. It validated what we've been saying for 7 years, that the clinicians and the patients and the facilities will have a lot of benefits by using a wireless electrode as opposed to a wired electrode. So in that regard, the launch was very positive. Where we differ, our point of difference between the products is philosophically, we stick to the fact that low current, longer duration, minimizes skin irritation and trauma, and obviously, as I spoke to earlier, it really helps keep the drug localized by avoiding vasodilation. Where the Hybris product differs is they have a what they call a 3-minute skin conductivity enhancement section to their administration, where they deliver at 3 milliamps for 3 minutes, and it is their belief that that is what's required to cause breakthrough or efficiently get the drug into the skin quicker, which shortens the wear times. But inadvertently, if you were to remove that electrode after that 3 minutes, you would see a lot of redness under the skin, and that redness, again, is vasodilation. So going back to, you know, our principle, we don't believe that that's good for local delivery.
So your position is the Hybris, although it is an integrated electrode, so it's meant to have a wear time. Actually, what is the wear time after that first 3 minutes?
It would be a 2-hour product for 80 milliamps.
Okay, so it's designed to be worn for 2 hours, longer obviously than sitting in the clinic for the 20 minutes, which would be the standard treatment. But your difference is, or your point of contention would be that, what did you call it, the 3-minute breakthrough?
Skin conductivity enhancement.
Skin conductivity enhancement, and you're saying that causes vasodilation.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And it's not necessary. We've sold, you know, over 3 million Ionto patches to date worldwide, You know, the product is well received. People are continuing to reorder it, and there really is no published literature by anyone, MP or anybody else, that says that in fact you require breakthrough to get the compounds or drugs in. We just don't support that. That is a necessity.
Okay. Now, do you have research?
We do. We have a study that's been published in the APTA journal, and it spoke basically to our whole premise that, you know, we obviously had did some of the work on that study, but the difference between a white paper and a peer-reviewed published study is great. That means that individuals stake their reputation on the study that we put forward to them, that the protocols and procedures that we used were and can be supported and defended, and the outcomes were of interest that they wanted to get that and communicate it outward. And in this case, you know, we demonstrated that when you deliver local compounds or drugs, you really want to avoid vasodilation because it increases the efficiency and the drug remains more localized, which is obviously going to help your outcome.
Okay. So, and your claim is you have a peer-reviewed study and Hybrisa's product just has a white paper. Did I catch that?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Okay.
They don't have any peer-reviewed literature that supports the breakthrough because, in essence, Jeff, what's interesting about the Hybrisa's is that they offer it as a patch-only mode product, a four-hour wear time, ironically. So the question that I would have is if you needed breakthrough, then why would they offer with the product a patch-only, you know, with no breakthrough session, no skin conductivity session of the product? Why would they even offer it if, in fact, it didn't work without it?
Okay. And you offer a product that is a 12-hour or a 4-hour product, correct?
It would be 14 and 4.
Or 14, excuse me. Okay, 14 and 4. All right, and back to the studies. If anyone wants to email to feedback@pttalker.com, I will make sure that we forward those studies on to anyone that makes that request. All right, Curtis, we're just about out of time, but anything else that you think would be an important distinction between your product and Hybrisa's?
Our product is single use and disposable. It doesn't require the facility to maintain a charging station or a docking station. It doesn't require the facility to manage the location. The little dose controllers that sit around in the clinic can be displaced, or the patients can, you know, accidentally walk out with them. And there's a lot of functional advantages as well. The Ionto patches. It's rapid breakable and compressible. It's, you know, it can be worn on areas where the Hybrisa's is not or contraindicated for. But in closing, Jeff, one thing I'd like to remark is that if, you know, we are not limited at Trevanti Pharma in any way to making shorter duration patches. In fact, we could make patches that deliver them in 20 minutes just like they do with the box and wires. But then again, you walk that line of causing vasodilation, which clinically is not desirable or, you know, is not what you're seeking to do. And then, of course, you increase the trauma, irritation, and sensitivity that patients experience during the delivery process. So we really stand pat that in the case of physical med and rehab, the products that are designed for that market should be to improve the localization and the safety for the patient and the comfort for the patient, which is why our product line comes in 4 and 14 hours.
Very interesting. Okay. Well, as I like to say, we're going to let our listeners decide for themselves. We'll have part two. We hope that you'll tune in for part two of this two-part series, Ionto Patch versus Hybrisa's, where we'll be talking to someone from the manufacturers of Hybrisa's. Curtis Carlson, Director of Sales and Marketing for Trevanti Pharma, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, no problem, Jeff, anytime.
All right, and thank you to all of our listeners out there. We hope you'll tune in each month as we bring you business news and ideas for therapists. We're always trying to make sure that we have the most current and up-to-date information on our website, so we hope you'll tune in often to www.pttalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell, your host, signing off and saying see you next time.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.